Hi, my name is Aryeh Kaplan, and today we'll be studying Shkalim chapter 3, Mishnahs 2 and 3. So at this point, the half shekels are now in the space in the Beit HaMikdash, and now we're ready to remove the money. So this is the subject matter of the second Mishnah, the third chapter. So it says, B'shalosh kupos, shal shalosh shalosh sa'in tormin et halishka. So how did it go? The person went in, the coin went in to take out the shekels, and he had with him three boxes, and each of the boxes had three saw. A saw is equal to about 4.5 gallons in modern times, so the boxes were about 13-14 gallons, and he would fill them up. The kasa behem aleph bet gimel, and each of the boxes there was written on one aleph, one bet, and one gimel, so they would know which is which. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, no, each of the boxes had a different type of writing. Yevanis kasa behen. In fact, it was written in Greek, alpha, beta, gamma. He wrote alpha, beta, and gamma. Okay. Now the Mishnah tells us what was the rules for the person going in to take out the money. So it says, Ein ha-torim nichnas lo befargot haput, not with a hemmed garment, velo b'me'na'al, and not with a shoe, velo b'sandal, nor with sandal, velo b'tfilin, nor with tfilin, velo b'kameya, nor with an amulet. So he's not allowed to go with any of these things. And the reason is, shema ye'ani, because let's say he later on in life becomes poor, v'yomru me'avon halishka he'ani, because of his sin of the lishka, of the office, he became poor. A.K.A., he's not allowed to go with anything that would have him be suspected that perhaps he stole. Because if, let's say, for example, his garment was hemmed, you could, people say maybe he took a few shkalim in his hems, or if he's wearing tefillin, maybe he hid it under his tefillin, or if he's wearing a shoe, he could put it under, you know, between his foot and his shoe. So he'd be very, very careful that when he went in to take out the money, he was doing nothing that would suspect him amongst the people. And because perhaps the people would say, you've become poor because you stole. Oh, they're going to say about him, Shemei Yashir, perhaps he became rich. V'yomru, why would he become rich? Mitrumas halishka yashir. He became rich because he stole quite a bit of money. And why? Why do we have to be so careful about this? Even if, of course, we know the guy hopefully wouldn't steal. The fish adam sarach letzeis yidei habrios kederach shesarach letzeis yidei hamakom. People have to be extremely careful, even when it comes to what their friends or people know, think about them, just as you would be vis-a-vis mitzvot or obligations between you and Hashem. Shneemar, it says in the pasuk in Bamidbar chapter 32, pasuk 22, Vayisem nikiyem me'Hashem Yisrael. So the people have to be clean from not just from Hashem, also from the Jewish people. So it's very important when one's involved in the business, according to this mission, specifically taking out the half shekels, but one can imagine it would apply to anything, that it'd be very clear that everybody knows that he's squeaky clean, that there's no doubt in their people's minds that he's doing anything that's less than optimal, anything that's shady. The Omer, and the Mishnah brings another proof, and this is actually from a Mishle, chapter 3, pasuk 4. Umatzachen v'seichoto b'nei elkim v'adam. And one has to find favor and good understanding in the eyes of Hashem and mankind. So again, to psukim to prove that you have to be very careful, not only from the mitzvahs between man and God, also between when you're dealing in business with a fellow man, or specifically here, taking out the hashekel, that you have to be very clear, squeaky clean, and no one thinks that you perhaps stole anything. That concludes the second Mishnah. Now we begin chapter 3, Mishnah 3. Okay, the Mishnah tells us of a custom of the members of Rabbi Gamliel's household. It says, Shal Beit Rabban Gamliel hayanichnas v'shiklo ben esbosav. So Rabbi Gamliel's family would not give earlier. They would come right at the day that they were about to remove the money from the chamber, and they would hold their shekel, or half shekel really, between their fingers. V'zorko lifnei ha-torim, and they would throw it in front of the guy who was taking out the money. V'atorim is kavein. And the guy taking out the money, would actually specifically try to take their half shekel and put into the basket that was going to be used to actually purchase the carbons. And that was their custom. That was not the way you have to do it, but that was the way they liked to do it. Now the mention is in HaTorim Torim, and the one, the fellow goes into the Beit HaMikdash to take out the money into the three baskets, he's not allowed to begin taking out Ashiyomer Lahem until he asks, Etrom, should I do it? V'hein omer lo, and they say back, Chom, 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 Shalosh Pam. Three times they just say, withdraw, withdraw, withdraw. And this is to add a certain sense of excitement to the scene that as he's withdrawing the money. And the three times it was also to show that the person was acting on behalf of the Beit Din on behalf of the Kol Yisrael. I hope everyone has a great day.